Hello. What is up, Goose? Yeah, I mean, no claps for me when we just clap them. I don't need any claps when we're given the claps. Brisk is hot here, and then my AC broke for 2 days. It was brutal. Yeah, sorry, Cameron. I couldn't make it last week. I had a personal thing I had to attend. No, Brennan, it was actually a funeral, the opposite of a marriage. All right, let's let people get in here. You know what, Altaria, though? At least it's a dry heat over there. It's 90% humidity here for me. Yep. Dude, I'm not a fish, but my skin is luxurious. There's a reason Al Terraria looks like an 85-year-old man. Dude's had all the moisture sucked out of him.
I sent you a message, by the way, Escher.
Send me a message. Okay, I'll look it up. All right. Good numbers so far today. Just got a big fight. Can I use priority speaker? What do you mean? So I talk over Apple? Yeah, I'll give it to myself. That's a good idea.
If people are listening in the fleet, it's so the FC doesn't want them.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
That makes more sense. I like the Apple thing better, though. Okay, priority.
In general, you don't have to use that when I'm around because, like, I never talk, so.
Yeah. All right, so let's get rolling. Yeah, sorry I wasn't here last week, but I had something to handle. But everyone took care of it. It was good. So we've had, I would say, a pretty good couple of weeks. I want to say welcome to a bunch of new Chinese members, Chinese corps who have joined us in the last few weeks. We're really excited about that. And we are expecting some more. So this is not really the Chinese time zone. I don't know that there will be a lot here, but I still wanted to welcome them anyway. It's really cool to have them joining us. We've had some good fights. Zintage, are you around? Can you link that fight that you had the other day? That was an excellent fight. And we've had several of those. A weasel, I like that. We've had several big fights going on, and we've won basically all of them. And including one we just took. Can someone pop the BR for that fight that just happened? This fight was not over anything that I'm aware of other than just shooting people, but it's nice to shoot people and win. Okay, over an Ansplex. There you go. Big strategic objective. But congrats to our FCs there. I was listening to a bit of that during the ILM meeting, and it sounded like it was going really well. They were doing a good job. Won the fight, ref the Ansiplex, good job. And then there's Zintage dropping some catch fights and going on. Well, we moved their capitals. Some of you saw that. And then if you are around in Moon Time, Australian time zone, Chinese time zone, early EU, that's when these fights are happening. And they're obviously going on and going pretty well. So we have a lot of momentum now. I really like what we're doing. We defined a line in the sand. And as soon as they came to it, you guys stepped up in an immense way. And I'm really proud of that. I want to talk about something a little closer to the home front. I've been talking about this on the Firesides for the last few weeks. And Rorquals, you can now be jumped away by a carrier. If you see a hostile carrier or a friendly carrier warp in, just throw your panic in right away. Head in panic. What I would recommend is I used to put my Rorks when I was doing Crapples, I would put them right on top of each other so you can combat refit off of them. I think now that that's more dangerous, I would just put them 20 kilometers apart. That way, one carrier can only jump one Rorqual rather than grabbing all of yours away from the rocks. So if you are a Rorqual pilot, I would move them further apart just as a. I was just thinking about that a minute ago. You can fit scrams, but. That's, if you want a scram chain, that is a possibility. I don't know if panic actually gives you E-War immunity like it does in Siege. Other because if it doesn't, ECM burst would be an issue, but I would need to look at the panic module again.
Panic does not, but the industry core will stop you from being ECM.
The Indy core, that's what I meant. Thanks. Okay, so yeah, you could do a scram chain then. You could also scram the carrier, yeah, if you get it in time. I think the overall thing, and those are all good things if you're able to do them, but it's better just to panic as soon as you see the carrier.
To be clear, when you see that carrier, there's going to be 50 blobs behind that carrier.
Yeah. So
you should probably panic anyway.
And then use Delve 911. That's pretty good. I would just go ahead, if I'm for you, I would have my, you know, beeping written out on Delve 911 and be ready to send it immediately with the relevant info. That way you just literally, you know, click into the Jabber window and hit enter and you're good to go. And that'll expedite your save there.
It's better, guys, that you ping early because you messed up and accidentally pinged early than for you to ping 3 minutes into your panic.
Exactly. Yeah, great call. I wanted to shout out. We had two goons who were highlighted in the EVE community beat. Actually, kind of three. Wilhelm Arcturus retold the story about the ship spinning metal that we talked about on the fireside a couple weeks ago. And he put it in his blog, and CCP picked that up. And then Razor Maiden got put in with his Titan SRP shirt. So there's a link to that if you want to check it out. But some goons getting recognized in the CCP publication. No Palantine keeps our update, killer. Nothing to report right now. Shirt replacement program went. Yeah, that's an SRP program we do not have yet. This is not something strategic other than if your spouse, if your husband or wife is listening right now, if you're the kind of person who forces your spouse to listen to your EVE meetings, or you want to just turn on your speakers right now so they can hear it, I just want to shout out all the spouses of EVE. We were just talking about this the other day and how much a lot of these EVE spouses put up with from people, Emperor fights, and or wearing t-shirts with Titan SRP on them. The spouses of EVE are probably the true heroes of EVE Online. All right, tell Mrs. Brisk if she asks for a stream. I'll run a stream then, Brisk. She's so much nicer than you. It's just only fair. All right, Alliance Tournament team has applications. They're prepping for AT season. So if you're interested in the Alliance Tournament, there is a application. I'm pasting it in. There you go. Go ahead and apply there. I have done the Alliance Tournament multiple times myself. I don't know, I've done it maybe 4 or 5 times. It's very fun. It's pretty exciting, and just getting one win there is always super exciting and enjoyable. And I do not watch food streams, Uma Thurman. Thank you, though. Last time I streamed, I went on the Google Maps, and I went around the world. And I talked about all the people who were cool and all the people who I hated. And it turned out I like everyone in the world except Parisians from Paris, France. That's the only people I hated. So if you're from Paris, sorry. If you're from anywhere else in the world, you're cool with me.
I understand why you don't do food streams. It's way too spicy. They use all kinds of spices there.
Dude, I would hate it. It'd be awful. Yeah, that's the one thing. Whenever you say that about Paris, like every other French person is like, no, we hate them too. Yeah, Theo, you're good. All right.
Chat, but one of the things they added for the AT this year is having like a spokesperson that can kind of speak for the team while the actual team members are like dealing with setting up for the matches and whatnot.
So
and
we brought on our...
In fact, our... spokesperson for the team.
We put in our yappiest person in charge of it. All right. That is everything I wanted to talk about. I just wanted to let you guys know how things were going, and they're going good. Now I will take questions. You got questions? Put them in Elysium on Jabber. Please do not put them in Mumble, and I will answer your questions as best as I can. Best number, best letter. Okay. Best number is 4. Best letter is D. There you go. Terrio says, can we get an H from Fireside sometimes? I don't know if H from would even like to do that. I could ask him. I wouldn't mind it.
I think that's a good reason to have him do it anyway, because he doesn't like it.
I mean, you wouldn't be able to be here for it, Asher, because it would definitely be too spicy.
Yeah, that's for sure. We might get canceled after the H from Fireside.
Somebody may have already asked a question, but if not, I'll preempt it. We've been working on prepping a bunch of stuff for testing out some new Sov, and we should have stuff live this weekend.
Oh, yeah, I meant to cover that. Yeah, we should have the Sov stuff up really, really soon, as far as routing upgrades and that kind of thing, where it should be well before next weekend. So imminently, that should be up. And we'll send out the information as soon as we do. Thanks for reminding me, Sniper.
No problem. On that topic, this guy really wants it answered because he keeps spamming it. As far as we know, the old mining anomalies go away under the new Sov. I'm just giving you shit, a shade, don't worry about it.
To the guy who's asking, I would give Al Terraria a hug. There you go. Someone mentioned a PI stream. I know I did mention that 6 months ago, and I will do it. It's sort of 1DQ by Christmas. I will do it. It's just going to be when is the question.
You got to make sure you have the elf Dynax around to help.
Yeah. No, like that's the whole thing. I'm going to do it without knowing anything about it and looking up no guides and just see how long it takes me to set up PI. Basically, I wanted to do a 24-hour stream and hate my life.
PI by Christmas?
You Asher, think you get a helmet in 24 hours? Like, I think you're done. You're taking a week for it.
is that too optimistic? Yeah, potentially. Why does CCP hate me wanting to mine, asked Durin Sunsteel. Yeah, the mining upgrades for this seem not to not be upgrades. That's for sure. I imagine we'll see some adjustment there. I have no information on that, but it just seems like they're not well thought out. Sarah Bjorndotter says, hi, Asher. I've been thinking lately, and we appear to sorely lack a detailed record account of both the casino war in Vietnam, especially on geopolitical aspects and economic aspects. I was thinking, would it be possible to have a calendar event involving people who were playing at the time, especially from Corps Diplomatique, who could share both our new and old members, potentially be localized? I was thinking Ranger Gamma and whoever Corps Diplomatique be the hosts. So that's a good idea, Sarah. As an alternative to that, I'm actually working on a video of just happened in EVE from my perspective, 2014 to 2016. I've been writing my script down for that. So I should hopefully be putting that out eventually. I think that there's a lot of information that's pretty fun, and most of it is expired now, and I'll probably move forward if I like doing it. So yeah, that's something I want to do personally, and I think that's a good idea too. Terriel says, I claimed the idea for myself again. Yep. Sir, you stole my idea, sir.
Cassidor, that's extremely harsh.
I didn't hear what he said, but whatever Cass says is incorrect.
He went, Asher will release that video after his 20th fleet this year.
So never, right? Yeah, brutal. Exactly. That is rough. That's rough. Bird the Godless says, what's happening in Ketch? War update, please. So we have a line, 6 and behind is what we are defending. They've tried to come across it a few times, and we've defended it very well. That's the war update. There's really nothing to say beyond that, and that's what we've been saying for a while.
It's basically the reenactment of the Siege of 1DQ.
There you go.
Online.
Killer, we just kind of went right into them. Like, it wasn't, you know, we sort of spaghettied into owning them. Are member corps allowed to drop skyhooks outside of Goonsov, like in LoSec? Darth Reven, I would ask that at a Kremlin meeting.
Skyhooks can't be dropped in LoSec, so.
There's your answer. I think he probably means Metanox.
Which there is a policy for that you can read.
Asher, which systems will be made for building super gaps? Whichever one. Check the home ec thread. Asking me about building super gaps is not the right person to ask.
Yeah, so there's not going to be any changes to that in the short term. Like, there's no reason to convert a system that has a super cap upgrade so that it can no longer have a super cap upgrade. So until a time where we can't use the legacy upgrades will stay in place.
Someone asked about 4S. They're going to Initiative. We wish them well. Absalar says, if you're interested in becoming a guard bee, submit an application here. That is a good thing. Guard bees are good.
And did you talk about the move up we're going to have after this with all the carriers people should move and faxes and rats?
Sounds like you should.
Okay. We're going to move more carriers to 4.07 and more, especially more faxes. Need people to move more faxes and also more dreads, so you can get into the fights that our friend Synthes linked before. So we use carriers a lot. If they show up with anything we can use to shoot with carriers, we will do that. So bring carriers, bring dreads, and especially bring more faxes.
I will say, dread pilots, I am working on ways to get you into these fights as well. So just watch out for that.
Bird the Godless says, any chance to make it easier when joining a fleet first time? Finding a fit is a bitch. Simple answer is to pre-buy them. Was thinking another option would be to have the fit in the fleet channel added to the MFTD of the fleet. So the MFTD thing is, it would be nice, but I don't think it's really practical. They'd change probably a little too much. You can pretty easily buy fit using the feature if you just copy it from the forum and go to the Alt+F and use the import button. The muscle memory on that takes a minute or two to get there, but once you know how to do it, it's easy.
If you're in GSF proper, all of our Doctrine fits are loaded in game as Alliance fits as well.
And there's that. Yep.
All of our strategic doctrines, yeah.
Those channels are old and not in use because they are not owned by people in Goons, so please do not push people to use the GoonFit channels. They are deprecated and have not been updated in years.
I'm still waiting for the day that one of you guys try and use GoonFits and someone has gave you like 5MN rogues.
Adonis says, beware scam where? Contracts. Go ahead. Yeah, Emperor?
Always true. As far as what fits where, the forum is the system of record for fits. We do try to stay very on top of, if we update those, we then go push them in game.
When will the forum fit for the rogue be changed to MWD? Well, we use both fits, so I think it doesn't really matter. If we have MWD, then they'll go to AB. The AB was more when we were using them mostly for defending ESSs, and for fleet fights, it's probably more likely to be MWD.
Isomerk, I'm going to ride Yo Camel to your house and slap you for that comment.
Yeah, Adonis said, beware scam contracts. The two things to check on a contract, make sure that you hover over the actual ISK so you can see like the total number. Make sure it's not, a billion when it's supposed to be 100 million. And then check, scroll down, and make sure the actual ship is included. That's the other one that can get people a lot. Make sure that it's not like a skin or something like that. Checking a contract before you buy takes about 10 seconds, and then you can be pretty happy with it. I got caught once. I got a hound skin rather than a hound, and I gave someone 60 million ISK that they did not give me a ship for. And then it was rough. It was rough. Adonis
mining upgrade. So we are going to do one system in Delve with a mining upgrade so that we can see how the sites work. They currently seem to be pretty fucked, and flipping a system over is just a direct downgrade, but we are going to do one so that we have something to experiment with.
Adonis says, bruh, I paid 500 mil for a rogue skin yesterday. So that's why you were warning people. That was from personal pain. Speaking of skins, are any of the player-made ones good yet? I have heard only bad things about the Skinner system. I'm sure someone will figure it out eventually, but right now, it doesn't seem that way. It seems pretty bad. I'll let people who've been playing with it more comment and channel. Is it a war or just a sparkling skirmish? Yeah, it's more of a sparkling skirmish, Noxar. I like that. It's a good question. Waylon says, was it me who made the 15 billion destroyer? No, I don't know what that is. Is the Paladin Keepstar finished yet? It is nowhere close to being finished. This is a years-long project, not anything that's going to be happening. Like, you guys are not going to see it this year. If you're hoping that we're going to get up in Christmas, it's not going to happen.
Well, you shouldn't say that, actually. You should say it's for Christmas. You just don't tell them what year.
Yeah, Palantine by Christmas. You're right. Yep, PI is always needed. That is just the truth of every fireside. I feel like someone really needed that one for a bingo, so I'm throwing that one out there. All right, we got any other questions? What system are we going to do a mining upgrade? We'll announce it once we actually flip the upgrade. But probably Southern Delve is a reasonable guess. Will we ever have Goon GPT? You can ask it about fits. That sounds like a terrible idea, to be honest.
Just DM.
I was going to say, you can DM me. You just might get more information than what you wanted.
Cassador asked, Dread priority list, any changes? This also might be bingo bait, but nope. Soon as Zernitra, and then we're looking for Rev Navies more now, and then also Phoenixes and Phoenix Navies. Asher, I asked you by my Naglfar a few months ago. It is still for sale. Please buy my Naglfar. I will take it under consideration.
It's very simple to get rid of your Naglfar. That's very simple. You buy from Kumi or from other Dread things, you buy a Navy Dread, and then you put your Naglfar in as trade, and you have pay less for the Navy Dread. And so you have a good Dread, and you got rid of your Naglfar. Problem solved.
Vernon asks, capital priority, carriers over Dreads. That's a good question, Vernon. And I don't think we've actually ever specified. Both useful. And so I don't know that I want to say carriers over Dreads or Dreads over carriers. We find a lot of use for carriers, and seems like people have sort of fallen to the wayside of training them because they've been less useful. They've already been upgraded. I feel like they might get another upgrade in the near future. In the near future being CCP time, not, you know, next few weeks. So I would probably, if it was my first ship, I would probably train a Dread than a carrier, but I would do both.
And please get two alts. One carrier alt, one Dread alt.
Yes.
Because the great thing with a carrier alt, you can train that to a super. And Dread, you can train to a Titan.
Yes, sir.
Oh, boy. There's a great one, Asher. Who is the DJ in DJ's retirement fund?
Hey, that's a good question.
I thought the D was silent.
So obviously, this is very simple, guys. Just use logic. And obviously, it's Mind One. That was the DJ in DJ's retirement fund, of course.
Boo this man.
I thought that was pretty on the nose there, isn't it?
Which just means we know it's bad.
I mean, if we're going to make jokes with it, I mean, the D is silent.
See, now that's just harsh.
What condiment does Condi reference? So if you don't know, Malcolm, I think that's probably was a setup. But if you don't know, Condi was or is on Something Awful, just the people flipping the bird, giving you the finger emote. That's where Condi came from. Yeah. And then, yeah, someone gave the serious answer, Darius Johnson, who was an executor before Mittens, who ended up being a CCP employee as well. And then someone else asks a question and says, someone, wow, thanks, Asher. You're welcome, someone. All right, I think we've got fully the silly season on the fireside. Thank you guys for showing up. G- good week as always. I will see you all next week. Have a good one.
Move up will start in like 5 minutes.
There you go. Go to the move up.